You're listening to the RBN Energy Blogcast. This is an audio version of RBN's Daily Energy Blog, which is a fun and informative daily commentary on oil, gas, NGL, and renewable markets. Each morning, we cover commodity fundamentals and industry changes to keep you informed of developing trends across the energy landscape.
Wednesday, January 14, 2026. Private Dancers, Private Sector Midstreamers Eye Expansions to Mexico's Gas Pipeline Network. Published by Housley Carr. Mexico's process for planning new natural gas pipelines and gas-fired power plants is very top-down, with state-owned Cenagas, owner of Pemex's legacy pipeline network, and Comisión Federal de Electricidad, CFE, playing key roles. But the massive build-out of pipelines south of the border has been largely accomplished by private sector companies like TC Energy, Essentia Energy, and Grupo Carso, which have the financial and technical wherewithal to execute complex projects costing many billions of pesos. Now, these midstreamers are working to advance another round of projects that will spur additional gas exports from the U.S. In today's RBN blog, we continue our look at the leading publicly and privately held companies in Mexico's gas pipeline space. In part 1, we noted that 1. U.S. gas exports to Mexico have been rising steadily as new gas pipelines and gas-fired plants come online, and 2. Successive presidential administrations in Mexico have seen the value of having the private sector play a major role in pipeline development. As long as Cenagas and CFE take the lead in pipeline planning, support, and oversight. We also began a review of the leading private sector companies involved in building new pipelines in Mexico with a look at TC Energy, which owns and operates 8 large pipelines there. Today, we follow that up with profiles of 3 other companies that have built, or are planning to build, gas pipelines in Mexico: Essentia Energy, Grupo Carso, and Engie S.A. Essentia Energy. Essentia got its start back in the mid-1990s as Fermaca Enterprises, a family-owned company formed to develop gas pipelines and related infrastructure in Mexico. By 2014, Fermaca had developed a handful of projects, including the Tarahumara pipeline in Chihuahua State in northern Mexico, just south of El Paso, Texas. More on Tarahumara later. That same year, Swiss-based private equity firm Partners Group acquired an unspecified majority interest in Fermaca for an estimated $750 million. Over the next several months, Partners refinanced Fermaca's debt and raised more than $500 million in additional equity to help finance a substantial build-out of the midstream company's Mexican portfolio. Fermaca also co-developed with One Oak, and still holds a 50% ownership in, the Roadrunner pipeline from the Waha Hub in West Texas to the origin point of the Tarahumara pipeline. Again, more on these in a moment. In late 2022, Partners Group was transitioning the Fermaca Enterprises name to Essentia Energy, and in November 2025 it launched an Essentia Initial Public Offering, IPO, that raised more than $600 million. Partners said it would use most of the proceeds to help fund planned capacity expansions along the midstreamer's primary pipeline corridor down Mexico's spine and the rest to reduce Essentia's debt. So, here's what Essentia Energy owns today. We should note that these 5 pipelines are collectively known as the Guadalajara system. A 50% stake in the 640 million cubic feet per day Roadrunner pipeline, which runs about 200 miles from the Waha Hub to a crossing of the Rio Grande near San Elizario, Texas. As we said earlier, One Oak owns the other half. It also operates the pipeline. The 239-mile, 850 million cubic feet per day Tarahumara pipeline, which interconnects with Roadrunner and other pipelines at the U.S.-Mexico border and runs south through Chihuahua State to El Encino. Adding compression could boost the pipe's capacity to 1.1 BCF per day. The 1.6 BCF per day El Encino-La Laguna pipeline, the middle piece of the Guadalajara system, receives gas from Tarahumara and Sempra Infrastructure's Ojinaga-El Encino pipeline, more on that later, at El Encino, and moves it 286 miles south to La Laguna in Durango State. The 278-mile La Laguna-Aguascalientes pipeline picks up where El Encino-La Laguna left off, moving up to 1.3 BCF per day of gas further south to, you guessed it, Aguascalientes in Jalisco State. The 235-mile, 1 BCF per day Villa de Reyes-Aguascalientes-Guadalajara pipeline begins in Villa de Reyes, about 100 miles east of Aguascalientes, in San Luis Potosí State, where it receives gas from the Los Ramones pipeline system, and runs west through Aguascalientes, where it gets more gas from the La Laguna-Aguascalientes pipeline and continues to Guadalajara in Jalisco State. That's where the 1,200-plus-mile Guadalajara system ends. Most of the system's capacity is held by CFE under long-term, take-or-pay contracts, and most of the gas flowing through the succession of pipelines fuels the growing fleet of gas-fired power plants CFE has been developing. Essentia indicated after its IPO that it plans to expand the capacity of its Guadalajara system by 660 million cubic feet per day by 2030. We should note that in addition to operating and maintaining its gas pipelines, Essentia provides a range of gas marketing services to power, industrial and other customers, including gas procurement, temporary storage management, gas loans, and the optimization of reserve transportation capacity. One final word on the company. It also owns a shorter, 79-mile, and smaller, 100 million cubic feet per day, pipeline just west of Mexico City, not shown, that came online in 2003 and was among Fermaca Enterprises' first development efforts. Grupo Carso/Carso Energy. Grupo Carso is a publicly traded Mexican conglomerate controlled by billionaire Carlos Slim. Its Carso Energy subsidiary develops, owns and operates gas pipelines on both sides of the Rio Grande. CFE is the anchor shipper on all of these pipes. In West Texas, Carso Energy holds 51% ownership interests in both the 148-mile, 1.4 BCF per day Trans-Pecos pipeline from the Waha Hub to the U.S.-Mexico border at Presidio, Texas, and the 195-mile, 1.1 BCF per day Comanche Trail pipeline from Waha to the border at San Elizario, Texas. Mostec Incorporated, a construction and infrastructure company, owns 33% stakes in both pipes. Energy Transfer holds 16% stakes and operates the facilities. In Mexico, Carso Energy fully owns the 400-mile, 472 million cubic feet per day Samala-Yuca-Sasabe pipeline, which moves Permian-sourced gas west across Chihuahua and Sonora states along a route roughly parallel to the country's border with Arizona and New Mexico. Samala-Yuca-Sasabe receives its gas via Comanche Trail and Sempra Infrastructure's San Isidro-Samala-Yuca pipeline. More on that pipe in Part 3. In Q3 2025, Carso Energy started construction of an initial 48-mile section of its planned 264-mile, 600 million cubic feet per day Centauro del Norte pipeline from the western end of Samala-Yuca-Sasabe to Mexicali in Baja California. The company expects to start building the rest of the project in 2027. Engie SA/Engie Mexico. Headquartered just outside Paris, Engie SA has been involved in the development, ownership and operation of gas pipelines in Mexico since the early 2010s through its Engie Mexico subsidiary. Its holdings there include a 50% ownership interest in the Los Ramones 2 South, a 181-mile, 1.4 BCF per day pipeline that is part of the larger Los Ramones pipeline system moving Eagle Ford and other gas south from the U.S.-Mexico border into eastern and central Mexico. Engie also operates Los Ramones 2 South, whose co-owners are Macquarie Asset Management, 45%, and Pemex, 5%. Engie Mexico also owns a 50% interest in and operates the 483-mile Mayacan pipeline in southeastern Mexico. Mayacan runs east from a Pemex gas processing plant in Tabasco to existing and planned gas-fired power plants in Mérida and Valladolid. Macquarie Asset Management owns the other 50%. The pipe telescopes, ratchets down in diameter and capacity, as it moves east, starting out with 250 million cubic feet per day at its western origination point and ending with a capacity of only 95 million cubic feet per day at its eastern terminus at Valladolid. Mayacan is fully dedicated to serve CFE's power plants in the region. Other Engie Mexico assets include the 10-mile, 240 million cubic feet per day Cuxtel I pipeline, which runs between the eastern end of Mexico's state-owned Cistranga's gas pipeline system and the western end of Engie's Mayacan pipeline. Finally, a 50-50 joint venture of Engie and Macquarie are building the Cuxtel II pipeline, a 400-mile, 317 million cubic feet per day pipeline that will run roughly parallel to the Mayacan pipe. Cuxtel II is scheduled to come online in H1 2027. In the third and final blog in this series, we'll look at the pipelines and projects owned by other private sector companies, including Sempra Infrastructure and Grupo Clisa. We'll also discuss plans for new gas-fired power plants and LNG export terminals in Mexico and the additional pipeline capacity that would need to be built to support them. U.S. natural gas exports to Mexico and their role in helping to balance gas supply and demand north of the border will be among the many topics discussed at RBN's upcoming GasCon 2026. The one-day conference, to be held at Hilton Americas in Houston on Wednesday, February 25th, will bring together RBN's top analysts and leading executives from across the industry to discuss the latest developments in Gulf Coast gas markets. For more on GasCon 2026, click here. Private Dancer was written by Mark Knopfler and appears as the fourth song on side two of Tina Turner's fifth studio album of the same name. Mark Knopfler originally wrote the song for Dire Straits' 1982 album, Love Over Gold, but the song didn't make the final cut for the LP. Some of the original Dire Straits tracks were used on Turner's version of the song. Released as a single in November 1984, it went to number 3 on the Billboard Hot R&B/Hip-Hop Singles Chart and number 7 on the Billboard Hot 100 Singles Chart. Personnel on the record were Tina Turner, vocals, Hal Lynns, guitar, John Elsley bass, Alan Clark, keyboards, Terry Williams, drums, John Diggle, Carter, percussion, Mel Collins, tenor saxophone, and Jeff Beck, guitar solo. The album, Private Dancer, was recorded in 1983-84 at the Farmyard, Mayfair, Wessex, Good Earth, Abbey Road, and CBS Studios in London. Produced by Terry Britton, Carter, Leon Chancellor, Wilton Felder, Rupert Hine, Joe Sample, Greg Walsh, and Marilyn Ware, it was released in May 1984. It went to number 3 on the Billboard 200 Albums chart and has been certified 5X Platinum by the Recording Industry Association of America. 7 singles were released from the LP. Tina Turner, Anna Mae Bullock, was an American singer, songwriter, actress, and author. Known as the Queen of Rock and Roll, she was a dominant figure in pop culture. Turner started her professional career in 1956 when she joined future husband Ike Turner's band. The band became the Ike and Tina Turner Review in 1960. With the Ike and Tina Turner Review, she released 22 studio albums, 8 live albums, 2 soundtrack albums, 31 compilation albums, and 70 singles. As a solo artist, Turner released 9 studio albums, 2 live albums, 6 compilation albums, and 72 singles. She has sold more than 100 million records worldwide and has won 12 Grammy Awards, a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award, and Kennedy Center Honors. She is a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a member of the Ike and Tina Turner Review and as a solo artist, and is also a member of the National Rhythm and Blues Hall of Fame. Turner appeared in 18 films and was the author of 5 books. She died in May 2023 at her home in Küssnacht, Switzerland, at 83.
Thanks for listening to the RBN Daily Energy Blogcast. For more information on energy market reports, maps, and consulting engagements, please visit us at rbnenergy.com. And thanks for rocking with us.